At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly is with us once again for the tech takeover. And Jess, this is a really interesting one.
This is one of my favourite stories of the year because I do think it's something that is not perfect, but it raises a really interesting conversation. And that is that China has passed a new law requiring influencers to hold a degree in the topics they're talking about online. So the rule says that if you're an influencer and you want to discuss finance, health, medicine, law or education, you have to provide proof of a relevant professional credential.
Now, so it's the more serious topics.
Yeah, it's areas where misinformation and disinformation could be quite damaging. So I've seen it on my own Instagram feed with influencers from this country and other countries purporting to give you insight and information in relation to health or law or finances. You know, now some of them are scammy things, you know, the Bitcoin scams and whatever. But health is a big one. Health, as a woman in her 30s, I get targeted with certain ads, but also with certain sponsored posts. And a lot of them tend to involve health. So I think this is a great initiative. It's coming into effect or came into effect recently, and it impacts certain platforms, including China's version of TikTok. So the content creators have to post their credentials. And if and when they post something and it's not accurate or it's not, they don't have the proper credentials, they will be banned. The advertising of certain products will also be banned from the various platforms in China. And I don't like curbing people from talking about topics, but if you're posing as an expert online on any platform, whether it's on radio, in the paper or on the internet, if you're a spoofer, you should be called out or prevented from posting about it because it can be really damaging.
This is really drastic though. I mean, there'd be huge pushback, I'm sure, from those who are influencing. How big is influencer culture in China?
It's huge, right? And they have multiple platforms. As I said, they have their own version of TikTok. They also have different networks, different platforms specific for there. But as a whole, social media influencing is a $1 billion industry, a multi-billion dollar industry.
20 billion annually is the figure they put on it.
It's an incredible amount of money. And also what we've seen from, you know, the Reuters news consumption report recently as well, is that young people are the ones who are consuming their information predominantly on these platforms. So we saw it during the pandemic. We have seen it in recent years in relation to serious crimes, cyber attacks, terror attacks. Information spreads like wildfire on these platforms. And you have people purporting to be experts, giving their two cents, and it can be really, really damaging. So I don't think we're going to see anything as stringent as this coming into play here in Europe. But it is good to see that inroads are being made in terms of some form of regulation on social media in this country. So we have the Advertising Standards Authority. We also have the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission in this country. And they're the two bodies that kind of oversee what influencers do online. And it should be noted, there are some influencers who are fantastic and there are some content creators who are so entertaining and I would watch them and their reels over a traditional TV show. The issue relates to transparency, right? And people purporting to give their honest opinion of a product without disclosing that either they got that product for free, they've been paid to talk about it and they haven't disclosed it, or there's some other type of compensation that's gone on.
And often paid to talk about it in a particular way.
100%. You see this, and I think you know, because of the work of the ASA, so the Advertising Standards Authority, in the last number of years, people are wise to this now. So if an ad, in some instances, if an influencer is being paid to promote a particular product, what they will do is they will have to send their videos for approval to the brand before they post it. Again, that is something that is editorial approval, and it makes complete sense from the brand's point of view and from the influencer's point of view, but it also reinforces the reason why it is so very important that branded content or advertorial content is flagged as such. So some of the changes that we've seen in the last wee while now is influencers have to start their caption, if they are doing one of these branded deals, with hashtag ad. And it has to be at the very beginning of the caption. It can't be buried in amongst all of the other hashtags. The same on stories. A lot of influencers in this country for a while were posting a product, say it was a smoothie, in their back garden, and there was a lovely blue sky, and then they'd put in blue writing over the blue sky, hashtag ad. All of that sneakiness has to go out the door now. It's very much a case of being transparent, open and honest with your followers. That doesn't mean that they can't do this, but you have to own up to it.
Yeah, but let's just go back to China a moment, because this is just so interesting, I think. They're saying that influencers have to have either a university degree, as you said, recognised training, a licence or certification before you publish content on the regulated areas that you mentioned a little earlier, finance, health, medicine, law, education. Who decides what qualifies as an expert? Who's going to be policing this in China, and what are the consequences?
Okay, so what will have to be done in China is that they have to upload a picture of it. The way it's being assessed is by what's called the CAC in China. What they're doing is they are going to verify if something is falls within the criteria of content that should not be posted, and if the people who don't have the real expertise, if they are found to be posting it, it will be taken down. There will be consequences in terms of the earnings of these influencers. So in China, they have, so the CAC is the Cyberspace Administration of China. So they've been brought in to try and protect people who are online and consuming information, but try and protect them from misleading or inaccurate information. So if they don't have that qualification that you've outlined there, the content will be taken down. We need to acknowledge and understand and appreciate that there are a whole cohort of people who make their livings this way. So if they have become a finance guru on Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is, or a wellness influencer or whatever, their bottom line could be drastically impacted. So we could see influencers in this part of the world being put out of business, which, again, has serious consequences.
They've also banned advertising for medical products, supplements, health foods,
which I do think is something that we are going to see more and more of in this country. And it's something that I do hope we see come into play in this country. We know in the US, there has been huge controversy with very famous people advertising skinny teas and stuff like that. So I do think more labelling and more categorisation of advertising content in this part of the world will come into play. So anything to do with medicines, vitamins, anything like that. Because the misinformation problem is only going to get worse with the sort of continuing growth of generative AI. Again, thankfully in this country, if somebody uses Gen AI to create a social post, they have to flag it. They have to acknowledge that generative AI was used to create this post. It's going to get to the stage where, I was talking to an expert recently who told me that we may well start to see the decline of social media, because there is so much faff on there that the truth and the BS is getting mangled together. It's getting harder to decipher and people are getting fatigued by it.
Yeah, so I have to say, I've unfollowed loads of people recently because I just thought, I am just being advertised to here.
Left, right and centre.
Left, right and centre. And I have no control in it, because when you hit the story, up it comes in your face and you're swiping on. So unfollow, unfollow,
yeah,
unfollow.
Get rid of it.
I mean, there are breaches here in this country. We know about that. And the consequences seem to be that if you breach the regulations, it's made public
yeah.
and there's some reputational damage. But you can be fined in this country. You can actually do prison time in this country, but that's never been used, has it?
It hasn't. And so, again, we're still in the early days of these rules and regulations coming into play. So revenue is coming after people who have accepted gifts or accepted sort of benefit in kind for content that they haven't declared in the correct way. They are taking a much closer look at influencers. The ASA and the CCPC are actively reminding influencers to adhere to the guidelines, to flag if something is an ad or if it's a gift or whatever it is. Not only do they get published on the tax defaulters list, but there could be charges or significant financial penalties. We haven't seen that yet. The dream here is that everybody complies and everybody discloses everything in the correct way and we can all go about our lives. But as we know, unfortunately, it doesn't always happen like that.
What is your top tech tip this week, Jess?
Watch out for the Disney Plus price hike. I received an email the other day. So my Disney Plus standard subscription is increasing from $8.99 to $10.99 a month starting on December 2nd. Now, here's the real top tip, though. You ready?
It's €2. That's quite a lot.
It's a lot. My top tip is go in and attempt to cancel.
Oh, yeah, they do not like that.
They gave me, I think it was 3 months for $5.99 or something like that. So go in and threaten to cancel. So you can do it all through the app. Go into your membership section. Go in and follow the steps as if you're going to quit and they will give you an offer to stay and you'll get a good value out of it. But the
great,
price hike...
that is a tip. That's over 20% of a hike.
It's insane. And like, I find it really frustrating in the last wee while that the prices have gone up across the board on all of the social platforms or streaming platforms. If you don't use it, ditch it. Also, you can just subscribe on a 30-day basis and then cancel when you're finished watching it. But yeah, go in, try and cancel and save yourself a few pennies.
Yeah, you can do that with everything that you subscribe to.
Yeah.
And it almost always works. What's your recommendation for the week?
My recommendation, so I am bereft that Celebrity Traitors is ending tomorrow night.
Best thing on television in a long time.
Loved it. I was very, very late to the Traitors game. And so in between the weeks of the episode, I have gone back and watched Traitors Australia. It is very different, but very good. The trials are much more fun and the people are loads.
And are they real people or celebrities?
There's a mix. Oh. And some of them are absolute doses. But it's really interesting and you can watch all of the episodes of the two seasons for free on the RTE Player.
Excellent advice. As always, Jess Kelly, thank you.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.